Lord, I just pray now that you would, Lord, open our eyes, Lord, that we may see, experience, and know you. In Jesus' name. Just kind of following up on some things the Lord has been speaking to me recently. And one, you probably heard me or been in here. It's talking about these new light fixtures. If you notice why it's so much brighter in here, if you hadn't been here in a while, because we changed all these out. Just as kind of the thought that's something the Lord wants to do. But then the Lord started speaking to me about just this revelatory time we're in, where the Lord is really enlightening himself, you know, brightening. And just in my journey with him, just took me back to some stuff. And just to speak again some familiar truths that, you know, everything in our relationship with God comes by way of revelation, right? Manifestation, revelation of who he is to us, right? When the Lord reveals himself to me and I encounter his presence, seated at his feet, or however we want to say that, then I'm transformed, right? And one of the ways we've been using, of course, light, you know, Scripture speaks of that. John does that a lot, you know, and even calling Jesus light. And this is the first part of it. In the beginning was the Word was with God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. Apart from Christ, nothing came into being that came into being. In him was life, and this life was the very light of men. And the light, Jesus, shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overpower it. And then he goes on, and there was the true light, Jesus, which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. Familiar verse 2, this is John chapter 8, Jesus speaking of himself, when he calls himself the light of the world. But if you look at the light as like the manifestation and the illumination of God's divine life, right? Jesus is light to give revelation of who God is, the exact representation of his nature is what Scripture says. So as light, he's called the light. In the beginning, he was the light. Let there be light, right? That's for another day. But it's that Jesus is still, if he's the light and he does live within me, then he's the one, God's the one that illumines, right? And when Paul prayed prayers that we have in Ephesians, makes just a lot more sense to me now because, you know, one of the prayers he prayed, the whole thing's about everything that we have in Christ. But he prays for these Christians that the God would give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation. And he already told them they were sealed with the Holy Spirit, right? The Spirit. But that he would give them a spirit or a divine revelation, right? That word wisdom and revelation just means unveiling. That God would give you an unveiling of who he is, right? Which goes on. This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Again, familiar verses. Says, even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. He's just been talking about the veil being lifted off in Christ and when the Old Testament's read. In whose case, the God of this world, by the devil here, has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. We do not preach ourselves, but we preach Christ Jesus as Lord and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. And it says, and you have this great treasure in earth of us, this great light, right? Meaning that it is God's job to give light. He says light will shine out of darkness for you, right? He will unveil and reveal himself to us. I thought there was an interesting prayer that that Paul prayed. Because what he's saying in the very first chapters, he's talking about all these things. He said, man, I'm just going to go ahead and let's pray this. I want God to give you a revelation of what I'm talking about. Because that's how we, that's just how we encounter him. Familiar stuff to us, I know. But isn't it Ephesians 5, he uses it again. Because in John chapter 12, Jesus calls followers sons of light, right? There's just so much about light. In 1 John, you know, in the epistles written before the gospel, he calls God light. God is light, right? And in him there is no darkness. But this is what it says about, this is Ephesians chapter 5. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. The fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. The fruit of who the light is, Jesus. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. And he goes on. But all things become visible. That word visible there is revelation. All things become revelation when they are exposed by the light. Everything that becomes visible then is light, is him, is character. And therefore it says, awake sleeper, arise from the dead, Christ will shine, right? I got a word a couple of Sundays ago. One of our younger ladies in her 30s just gave this really great sermon, you know, awesome, about some things that God was doing in their life and how he, you know, she just started getting in the Word. And through the process of doing that, which is, God just revealed himself, began to speak to her about some things, right? So as we're in this time of revelation of, you know, another word that God spoke to me is make tend your garden, you know, tend your garden. That's my garden is my walk with him, right? Concentrate on your garden, tend your garden. And, you know, it's easy for me and what I do to get so busy helping other people with their gardens that I neglect my own garden, right? But it's in the garden because in the Song of Solomon, that whole thing, the you know, heart of who God is, the encounters were always in a garden where he would come and meet that person in the garden. And his thing was, come, let's see what's bloomed. And even calls himself, as Jesus called him, the vine dresser. He's the one that tends to the garden, right? But with my cooperation, I'm there. So this real calling of the Lord, that helps me in pictures to know that the Lord is more than anything else in my life is calling me to take care of my garden. And in that, his promise is, we're sons of light, that any area where I need to awake sleeper, that Christ will shine on, meaning that God will give you revelation. He will give you this light who lives within you is there just waiting for you to ask the Lord to let this light reveal who God is, who Jesus is. Everything that we have, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, all of his character, who he is within us, right? That's just an amazing thing. But when we talked about this last night, because sometimes in reading about it, it is an invitation, but it's more, it's like the Lord wants us to experience it. Because again, that's where, in our walks with him, and you know this already, just kind of encouraging you, is everything that comes to you, God just chosen to do that, comes by way of experience, right? Revelation. When you're seated at his feet listening, I was just reading through some Old Testament stuff about just with Moses and Abraham, just all these different guys, you know, where God spoke to them face to face, and how it just, the importance of and the life of the word of the Lord spoken to us, how important. And that was all, they were there. They were talking with God. They were encountering him, and Abraham with the covenants and Moses at the tent of meeting, and right, just giving us an excitement about everything in the New Testament that we actually carry around a tent of meeting, right? We constantly live there. So I want to spend my time just not pulling this thing around on a wagon or something. I want to get in it, right, and encounter the Lord. Because, and I just really think that. I know it's a simple word, but it's just really like the Lord just laying out this invitation to us to encounter. There's so many things he just wants to speak to us. So for me, it's been a really good few weeks, and because I've been really, I was getting kind of bummed because in the midst of, you know, what I have going on physically, we've done a couple of surgical things and searing some nerves, which has kind of helped the neck, giving me some relief there, a little bit of relief with the headaches, but in the midst of all of that and trying to get some medications right, a lot of it has given me a lot of fog, so we're trying to figure out what that is and... Right, which I struggle with that anyway, y'all that you know me. So, but it's made me more dependent on the Lord than I ever have been, you know. Even now, when that thing within whatever your body that puts words and thoughts together, it's kind of like this, you know. And but even my time with him, I was just, you know, like, gosh, what am I talking about? But it's just been really cool because it's just been like this spirit-to-spirit encounter with God. And not a time thing, because sometimes it's just, I'm staring off before I know it, you know, and I'm sitting there 20 minutes staring at something. But he's just been so faithful to that, you know, just to let me know, to encourage you guys that he really is kind of pouring it out right now. And there's times, you've heard us talk about that through the years. The veil is always thin. You are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. That is all true, right? But there are times when the veil, what we call the veil, is thin, where it doesn't take much to encounter. He's just kind of all around us. So let that be a further invitation that you are sons of light, right? You're light, the light of God, the light that spoke the world into existence has come to be inside of you, right? And it says, God who says light shall shine out of darkness will himself give you revelation of it. And I was reading, and when God promised, came back to Abraham in 17, after Abraham already helped God out with Ishmael, you know, and then we had to just tell him plainly, no, Sarah is going to have a son this time next year. And the Lord told Abraham, and I will make my covenant known to Isaac, right? In other words, the Lord was saying, it's my job to make my covenant known to Isaac, and I can do that. Just reminded me again, hey, Craig, it's my job to make my covenant known to you, right? That's mine. So all you have to do is just, yes, just show up, you know, just get there. Just, you know, and the thing that we just read in Ephesians chapter 5, it says all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. That's just a real simple word. Expose yourself to the light, right? Get in the light. Get in the presence of the light. And the promise is Christ will shine on you. What a great promise, right? Mm-hmm. Lord, thank you, God, that you're so good. Lord, thank you that, Lord, your greatest desire and your greatest treasure is everyone in here. So, Lord, during this time of season we're going into, Lord, just so important to hear your voice, hear what you're saying about everything. Lord, may we just fine-tune that voice within us. Lord, just get in your presence, encounter you. Pray in Jesus' name.